Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
This time on a Tuesday morning, always great to have Professor Tim in the studio, Director of the Tom Farrell Institute for the Environment at the University of Newcastle. Tim, good morning.
Morning, Todd.
What we're talking this morning about is, I suppose, not only the University of Newcastle's, but universities in general being the test bed and the training ground and what's the best way we can describe it, the starting point for new technologies when it comes to the environment.
Well, perhaps we could use the word living laboratory, and that seems to be what's happening all around the world now. Universities are starting to look at their campuses not just as the shell that the teaching's done within or the laboratory building that the research is done within, but also using the buildings themselves and the grounds themselves as teaching tools. So the campus becomes a living laboratory. At Yale, for instance, they've got their buildings which are being monitored for the amount of energy that they use, the amount of waste they produce, and the amount of water they use. And all the data from that in real time is being used by the students to analyse what is the best sustainable practice, if you're in business, how you can equate that back to your business degree and learn about the business of carbon trading and so on, how much carbon is being produced and so on. So that's being done at Yale. The group of eight universities across Australia, they're the sandstone ones, the old ones, for instance, that everybody else aspires to, including the University of Newcastle. Those universities they've actually produced a booklet on their activities as living laboratories, everything from green buildings and how they are working to promote sustainable renewable energy through to the gardens that are being used to grow vegetables that can be used and so on.
And Tim, do you think universities are uniquely placed to do it? Because effectively, take the University of Newcastle, for example, they're like mini cities.
Exactly. They've got their own microgrid. They've got their own electricity grid, so if they produce it over here on the from solar panels on the roof of that building, they can shuttle it over to where it might be used somewhere else.
So you're basically taking what's learned on the campus of whatever university and taking it to the wider community. Do you think it is the responsibility of universities to do this, especially when it comes to the environment? Because we know that universities are tertiary education system training, the academics of the future and people going out to different industries. But is there an underlying situation where that really should be a basic tenement?
I think so. We're on the same page there. I'm reading your question. As an answer, those kids who graduate from here, if they don't understand fully what sustainability is about, if they don't understand what renewable energy is about, then they're not going to be able to have the right mindset to generate the new industries, which are the renewable industries, how to make a better mousetrap in terms of a solar panel. And they're not going to be able to understand fully the problems we've left with them. As I go into my dotage, I can say that I've been one of the people who have really ruined this planet. We have.
I thought it was you, actually.
It was me. We've used all the water. We've contaminated all the water. We've contaminated the soil. All of those things that were happening from 1900 through to 2000 are going to be problems for the future. And so I think if you've got a living laboratory as a campus, if you're using that, all the sustainable sections of it to educate your undergraduate students, when they graduate, they're going to be better suited to be able to make money in the world.
Get them young, get them educated, and especially when it comes to the environment, the sooner they start to understand what's required, the better, I would imagine.
Excellent. You should be Minister of Education.
I'm happy to. What does it pay?
Oh, I think not quite as much as being running a bank, but probably a good salary.
Well, I might get my people to talk to their people and we'll see how we go. Professor okay. Tim, thank you. We'll talk to you next week. Professor Tim Roberts, Director of the Tom Farrell Institute for the Environment.
2NURFM 103.7.